Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. As you know, we win a few and we lose a few. And after thousands of comments criticizing the Department of Labor's proposed rule to disallow children under 16 years of age to work on farms, they withdrew the rule. If that rule had gone into effect, my grandchildren would not have been allowed to help sort hogs. They could not have shown a calf at the 4-H show. This is an election year. Could it be that the political price of such an unpopular regulatory overreach was not worth the price? There's good news on the horse slaughter front. In 2006, animal rights advocates pushed the Congress to cut off funding for horse inspections of our horse slaughter plants. Now, without inspectors, the plants had to close. No place to go with unwanted horses. Some have been shipped to Mexico and Canada. Some are just turned loose on the range or the road. Common sense has reappeared, and our government will fund the inspections. Now, hopefully, by the end of this year, we will be able to process and ship our horse meat to France and Italy and wherever. You will be able to sell your horse for money now, and someone in another country can benefit from the meat. Don't get your hopes up, but the Senate Ag Committee did pass a farm bill. Direct payments are gone, and a stronger risk management safety net is in place. The House Ag Committee is getting ready to pass a bill also. And after that, what's going to happen? Not much. In this election year, I will be surprised if the full Senate and House even vote on their bills. Although we do have an indication of where farm policy is headed now, it's too soon to get very excited about a farm bill. And now a word or two about pink slime. Iowa Governor Terry Branstad criticized ABC News and others. He said, and I quote, "It's a sad day when a false, misleading smear campaign can destroy a company." And I would add, the smear campaign effectively is resulting in the wasting of lean, finely textured beef. The company processing the product, Beef Products, has been forced to close down three of its four plants. 650 dedicated and good employees are now out of work. I hope the news organizations responsible for this are happy. It's your fault, totally without justification. Lean, finely textured beef is safe, nutritious, and pure beef. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington. In the rain, as we kiss goodbye.